Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Jenny Burnham and Evelyn Stewart of the Masser Museum of Art in Monroe. And we're talking today about the big party 318 that's getting ready to happen. Evie, when does that thing get kicked off?
That's going to be this Thursday, which is October 11th, and it starts at 5:30 and goes till around 8:30-ish is what we say. It's kind of fizzles out when it does, but it's a really fun event. We've been putting this on since I think it was 2013 is when we had the first Party 318, and it's been a really popular event for us. It's just a really good time. It's a great opportunity for us to kind of open up the museum to the community, get people to come out, see the exhibition we have on view, see what it is that we have to offer, and just have a good time.
Now, Jenny, there may be people listening they're all over the area. They may not even know where the Masser Museum is. So where is the Masser Museum of Art located?
We are at 1400 South Grand Street in Monroe. It's just south of the interstate, south of the River Market area.
So just south of the courthouse, kind of down that way. And this event is a big one. You close off the street. It's like a big festival going on down there.
Yes, we do close off the street. And just to tell you a little bit about what the party has to offer, we close off the street for food trucks. We have a couple of food trucks who are going to be set up. This year we've got Albert's Rolling Smoked Barbecue, which I've heard is really good. I think it's a newer truck around town. And then we also have Skinny Phil's Food Truck, who I believe is serving tacos. I'm not 100%, but I think that's what they're doing. And they're supposed to be really great as well. And then we're also going to have Rolla Roasters is going to be there. They're our local coffee brewing company, and they'll be there with some caffeine to get you energized for the night.
Okay, so now the whole big reason for the night is what, though? What are we doing?
Well, you know, this started out, like I said, a few years ago, and we thought, how can we get more people to come to the museum? As you said, a lot of people might not even know where we are. We've been an art museum since 1963, and I still have people who say, you know, I haven't been there since I was a little kid, or I've lived here for a few years, and I've not made it down there yet. And we thought, well, let's just have a party, and let's just see if we can get as many people as we can get to come to the museum, because what we found is that once you come through our doors and see the type of quality exhibitions that we have to offer and the kind of fun events that we have, you're going to want to come back. And, you know, we're a free museum. We're here for the community. What we really just want is to get people coming through our doors. Right now, we've got a great exhibition up. It's the 55th annual juried competition. We had a juror from Memphis who chose the work this year. We had over 700 works of art entered. It's all contemporary work from the last 2 years. Really cool exhibition, worth coming out for. And if you don't come out for the art exhibition, just come out for the party and everything else that Party 318 has to offer.
Okay, so there is no cost to come to Party 318?
That is correct. There's no cost to come to Party 318. Donations are of course, accepted. We are a free museum. We rely on donations and memberships and things of that nature. But it is free to attend. It's put on by our board, which is the Twin City Art Foundation. They actually do the bartending and manage the membership table and, you know, all the extra stuff that we're going to have going on. It's free to attend. There's going to be live music. We have live music by Arthur Stewart and Jesse Grunter. That's going to be really great. We've got some art vendors lined up. We've got some lawn games and some board games and card games and
you
things
have the,
like that.
The giant Jenga again. I like giant Jenga.
We will have giant Jenga.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Makes a big boom when it falls
it
down.
It does.
So there's a lot going on. There's also, Jenny, going to be some art being done live at Party 318.
That's right. We have Liz Zanka. She is an amazing artist. She's a lot of fun. She's going to be doing a live painting, and we will actually have a raffle for that painting that she does there. And she'll also have some of her art there for sale, as well as some of the other art vendors that we have. We have
Mike Allen is going to be one of our art vendors. He's doing woodwork. I know that he does what I'm looking for, cutting boards and, you know, bowls and things like that. He's a woodworker guy. We also have Todd Maggio. Todd is a professor at Louisiana Tech, and he's going to be selling screen-printed merchandise like T-shirts, notepads, posters, postcards, even clocks, and everything is handmade. His work is really cool. He's been a vendor a while back at Party 318, and we had to have him back because he was really popular.
Well, that's all pretty neat. So you've got a lot of things going on. Is this a good event to bring kids to?
You know, it's more of an adult event, but kids are always welcome. They do like the little lawn games and things like that nature. We do serve alcohol at the event, so just know that it's not intended to be a family type of gathering, but we certainly do have people who come as families, and everyone is welcome, and it's, you know, whatever you're comfortable, you know, with. But we will have the lawn games and board games and things like that. We're also going to have some blankets spread out on the levee that you can actually draw on. We're going to have Sharpies, and they're drop cloths is what they are, to sit on the levee and eat your food and, you know, have your beverages and maybe create a little art of your own.
That all sounds cool. Now, this starts at 5:30, goes till 8:30. And it's all night there on South Grand Street.
That's right. It's just, you'll see the party. If you've not been to the museum before, you'll see the street being closed off and the food trucks, and you'll hopefully hear the music. There's parking at the Cooley House. There's also parking on St. John and Morris, and just kind of get in where you can fit in. Getting a ride, drop you off is also a great idea. but there's lots of options.
That is Party 318 coming up Thursday night. Now, there's also some other things coming up in October. What's about to start happening, Jenny?
I am going to be participating. These things aren't at the museum themselves, but they're going to be at different community events around Monroe. I will be at Black Bayou Fall Celebration next Saturday, the 13th. And then on the 20th is Pumpkin Fest at Crowley Park. And then on the 27th is Boo at the Zoo.
So a full October. But the big thing to worry about coming up next, Party 318. Evelyn, if somebody wants to find out more about the museum or Party 318, where can they find out more?
They can go to mastermuseum.org, or they can search for us on social media, Master Museum of Art. We have a lot of information about Party 318 on Facebook. That's a great way to find information.
That's Jenny Burnham and Evelyn Stewart. Party 318 is this Thursday, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Find out more at mastermuseum.org or visit our website, kedm.org.